Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We're actually on the last three words of Daf Samach Tes and Beis, which is just a text from the Mishnah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Today we'll learn today for Le'ilu Nishmas Menachem Mendel ben Shmuel Tzvi. He was my great uncle. He's actually the person I'm named after, and he was killed today in 1947 in an ambush in Gush Etzion, and his neshama should have an aliyah. Haydei Shehu Shabbos. Somebody knows it's Shabbos. So we said that there were two cases. Case number one was, you never knew it was Shabbos. Case number two was, every week you realize that there was a Shabbos and you did a lot of malachas. So you have to bring one chatas per Shabbos. Then the third case in the Mishnah was, you knew that it's Shabbos, but you didn't know about certain malachas. So every Shabbos, you have to bring each and every malacha. So, Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Sefer, what's the difference? Now, we know the answer. The answer is obvious. The answer is, it's one period of unawareness. The question of the unawareness is, so I'm not exactly sure what the Gemara is asking. Maybe the Gemara is asking just to get the conversation going. So, Amar of Safra, Khan, in the Reisha, is the second, the reason why you only bring one Khatas per week is Miyadiyah Shabbos Uporish. The reason why you would stop is because someone told you it's Shabbos. In other words, did you realize that somebody said, oh, I totally didn't realize. Thank you so much. Now I'm not going to do anything. So really, it's like one, it's really, Shabbos is the issue. Come, but in the Sefer, Midiyas Malacha Uporish. Someone told you, hey, you know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos? Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you so much. You know you're not allowed to sew on Shabbos? Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you so much. So it says Rashi, Reisha, in the Reisha, I'm in this third wide line. Ki Amrilei Shabbos Hu. When someone tells you what Shabbos, Porish min hamalacha, you stop working, umakir shechata, and you realize you would made a mistake. V'al kach may be karvan. Hilkach, therefore, shigigah Shabbos hi, v'al Shabbos hu tzarech lahavi. You bring one karvan. But in the second case, Rashi continues, ki amrilei Shabbos hu, lo parish. Someone would say Shabbos. I know today Shabbos. Daha namayada. You know that. V'chi amrile malacha chashuvihi zu piresh. But you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Oh, that? I didn't know that. Thank you so much. Hilkach minyan malachos yavi. You bring the number of malachos. Now, does that answer make any sense? To Amalei Rav Nachman, no, that doesn't make any sense. Klum parish mishabbos ela mishum malachos. The klum parish malachos ela mishum Shabbos. The only reason why you don't do malachos is because of Shabbos. And the only reason, and keeping Shabbos means not doing malachos. They go hand in hand. That's a distinction without a difference. That can't be the pshat. That can't be the pshat.
The problem is, you can't have both.
Exactly. Ela Amar of Nachem, carbon dechayev rachmana amai, ashgaga. Why do you bring a carbon? Because it's a shogig. So hasam chadushgaga, in the case where you forgot it was Shabbos, it was one shogig. It was one mistake. I thought today was Wednesday. I didn't know that. Hacha tuva shkagot havyin. But in the case of the malachos, there are many mistakes. What were the many mistakes? I didn't know you're not allowed to write. I didn't know you're not allowed to cook. I didn't know you're not allowed to carry. Many mistakes were done. Therefore, you bring more. Okay. Now, next. Chayev al kol malacha umalacha. You chayev for each and every malacha. Right? Again, as we said yesterday, there's only one law in the Torah about doing malacha. But it's broken down into 39 parts. So who made up this rule that you could get more than one chatas? You can only get one. Can only be killed one time. But Tosfos says that actually. Can only be killed once. But for, okay, as if you didn't know that. But for show gigs, who made up this rule that by Shabbos it's treated as if it's 39 separate alav? Who made up that? So, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says a very interesting idea. Amar Shmuel. Amar Kra. Michaleleha mos yumas. If you're mechalel Shabbos, mos you must. You shall surely die. Hatorah ribza misos harbe. The Torah gave you a lot of misos, a lot of deaths. Al chilel echad, for one chilel. Right? Tosfos is going to discuss about dibra Torah, kolashim b'nei. It always says mos you must. It always says that in the Torah. You don't want anything extra for mos you must. But Shmuel here does. And Shmuel says, from the extra lashon here, most you must, it's more than one misa, for one Aveiro. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Hai b'mezid ksiv. But that's by b'mezid. Right? That's talking about if you do it b'mezid. As we said, you can't get killed more than one time. We need b'shogeg. So the Gemara answers. This is a difficult answer because it's not logical. Im eino inyan l'mezid. I don't need this pasuk for mezid. This pasuk is completely 100% redundant. Why is it 100% redundant? Because it already says, diksiv, kol ha'osa malacha yumas. It already says, if you violate Shabbos, you're going to be put to death. So why does it say again, michal leha mos yumas? Im ein, tenehu, I don't need it for mezid. It's redundant. So tenehu, inyan l'shogeg, stick it to shogeg, put it toward shogeg. Now what is the pasuk saying now? If you do more than one malacha, you're chayav more than one carbon. Right? Umay, most you must. And what does most you must mean? What does it mean? Bimamon. It means spending money. Spending money, buying more carbonos. Right? That hurts you the most. It hurts your wallet very much. Spending money, right? Look at top Tosfos. Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar, V'lema, let's say like this, Eino inyan l'mezid, Mishum da'atu, Betray katala. A minute, what does this mean? V'lema, V'im Tomar, V'lema, Im eino inyan l'mezid, Mishum da'atu, Betray katala, katala delay. You're gonna kill you twice? You're gonna die twice? V'yesh lomar, you see the answers that will flesh out the question. De'ilav krach grina, if not for this other pasuk that we brought about that you get the hava mukminan le lahai krah b'mezid, I would have said this is b'mezid. U'mos yumas dibra Torah kolashin b'nei adam. Torah always says mos yumas. It doesn't mean anything extra. Hava hashta delo itzrich l'mezid. Now I don't need it at all. I don't need it at all because there's another pasuk that says kol ha'osa malacha yumas. You're right. Most yumas would not have made a difference to me. I wouldn't have said, what does it say most yumas? It's extra. No, the Torah always says most yumas. The Torah writes different Torah.
Nobody says what the doctor in the second one. We don't have
this. No, as a matter of fact, you can see what Tosfos on Amud Beis about this drasha. No one's going to mention this drasha again. Only Shmuel. There's no Tana that's going to say this. Tosfos is going to say on Amud Beis. There must be a source that Shmuel knew of, some Kabbalah, because this is a very, very unusual thing.
Exactly.
So Tosfos is going to say that number base. So Tosfos says, had there not been another pasuk, I never would have been able to say Imeinu Inyan. Why? Dibra Torah, Kalashim B'nei Torah always writes most you must. Now that I have another one, now it's Mamash Ekstra. Therefore, Mukmi Le'al Karchach B'Shogeg, there must be teaching me a Shogeg, U'L'Chayev Karbon I'll call Echad B'Echad, and Yechayev a Karbon on each one. Okay? So it's interesting that the Ramah writes in Simen Shin Lama Dalet, listen to this Ramah, that if someone is Mechal Shabbos on, if someone's Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg B'zman Hazeh, where there is no carbon, right? The Ramah says you should give money to Tzedakah. He also says you should fast for 40 days. Yeah? One Shogeg on Shabbos, you should fast for 40 days. The Ramah writes that. As the Mishnah Berurah already says, you don't have to fast 40 days, you fast even one day, maybe you give money instead of the fast, the whole, but so all the Akhbarim say, remember the Ramah got it from here. Torah calls the carbon money. Right, so there's a whole idea that if you are Mechal Shabbos, B'shogeg, see how strict it was? You think, you bring a carbon, you're off the hook. No, see what the Ramah says, B'zman Hazeh, you should fast for 40 days, give tzedakah, so it's not to be taken lightly. Yeah, it's a mistake, I didn't mean to do it. Still shouldn't be. It's preventable. Okay.
And what is the malchus? It would just be either Misa or carbon.
Or carbon, right.
There's no malchus here?
No, there's no malchus for. No.
We learned about the Mishnah of 39 miles.
So anytime there's Misa, you get malchus. I don't know about that.
No, you get Misa.
If it's B'mezid, you get Misa.
Exactly.
You get Skila. If it's b'shogeg, you bring a carbon. If it's b'mezid without hasra, you get kares.
The one
later on about the 39 malachas, you get 39 malachas? That's on Yontif. On Yontif, it's a lot, you get malachas. On Yontif, yes. Not on Shabbos. Okay? Now the Gemara asks like this. Which will come with this drasha from? But typically, chilik melachos, let's learn chilik melachos. Why didn't Shmuel learn it? Mehecha denafka le'el Rav Nassim. From the same source as Rav Nassim, who, by the way, is a Tana. Why didn't Shmuel learn it from Rav Nassim's Zvart? What's Rav Nassim's source? The Tanya, Rav Nassim Omer. Rav Nassim says like this. There are 39 melachos in the Torah. 39 melachos in Shabbos. How many of them are mentioned in the Torah? Really three. Which three? Really four. But one of them is carrying, but that's already like a drasha, so we're going to get to that later. The famous one is Ish. L'sivaru Ish. Rabbi Yosef Omar. L'sivaru Ish b'chol mosh m'sechim b'yom ha-Shabbos. You're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. That's the only one that really says. Now, there really are two more. The two more are plowing and harvesting. It says, b'charish uvakatzir tishbos. We're going to get to that pasuk here in a minute. You'll see why that's not really part of the list. So there's really only one. Why is that one singled out? So, says Rav Nassim, Ma Talmud Lomar, why is that mentioned? No one else is mentioned. It doesn't mention you're not allowed to write on Shabbos in the Torah. So, Lefi Shenemar, since it says, V'yakel Moshe, and Moshe gathered, right, he gathered from Kahal, he made a Kahal, it's called Das B'nai Yisrael, and he said, Eila HaDevarim, this is the story, these are the words I want to tell you. Sheishes Yom Tiyasa Malacha. Now, what does it mean, these other words? Eila HaDevarim. So Devarim is two words. I want to tell you two things. HaDevarim is three things. Eile is Shloshim V'teisha. And the word Eile is Gematria 36. 36 plus HaDevarim is 3. You get 39. Eile HaDevarim. Eile Teisha, Shloshim V'teisha Malachos. These are the 39 Malachos. Sha'nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, that Moshe said in Har Sinai. Right, it's another play for a gematria is used for a halacha. It's a very strange thing. Remember we had the other makaros for the 39 malachas? This one wasn't there. This is another one.
Why isn't it just even a simple answer? What? The only difference between this speaking and Yom Kippur and Shabbos.
Ah, so we're going to get to that in a minute. So we know there are 39 malachas. It's learned out of the very same sukkim over there in Vayakal. Eila Hadvar was in Vayakal. Then it says, Usavaru Ish. Yachal, I would have thought. Asan kulam behelam echad. Ein chayiv ela achas. I would have thought you're only chayiv one time. In other words, there's no such thing as chiluk malachos. Why should it be chiluk? Who made up chiluk malachos? I would have thought there's no such thing. Right? Says Rashi. This is a very key Rashi. Val kulam achas. Right? I would have thought you're only chayiv one. Why would I have thought that? Dibachada malacha kilainhu, because it's like one malacha, v'chad lav, it's one aveira. It's one aveira. Ubidavar shahaya bechlal, and if something was in the klal, v'yatza min haklal, lalamed, and it was taken out of the klal, lo lalamed, it wasn't taken out for its own, but it was taken out to teach you something else, right? That what does that mean? If something's in the klal, and it was taken out of the klal, it's not taken out to teach you on itself, but to teach you for the whole klal. Lo dayinun le. We're not learning that midah of the Torah. In other words, don't say that Eish was in the klal. Eish, the one of the 39. Why was it taken out? Why was it taken out? It wasn't taken out to teach, not just about Eish, but about Eish. Don't learn that. Right? I'm sorry. Don't say were in the cloud. Why were they taking that? Why were they mentioned? Why are they single? That's in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, "B'charish uvakatzir tishbos." Don't do charisha and don't do katsira on Shabbos. Now it's written as an asay form, right? It's written as an asay form. It says, "And from plowing and from reaping, you shall rest." Says Rashi, that violates. That can't be yotzim in a cloud. Why? Because it's written in an asay form. Says Rashi, the havale klal below asay, because the klal is lowest asay. What's the lowest asay? Don't do any malacha. Uprat asay, and a prat is the asay, right? From these two you shall rest. The ain't done also beklal uprat. That violates the rule of yatsim and aklal, the prat. That violates the rule, says Rashi. Inami, another answer I'll tell you. Have a charish v'katzir. Shnei k'suv ma'bom ke'echad. No, because Charis and Katsir are two ksuvim that are born ke'echad. The Ein Malamdin. We have a rule, Ein Malamdin. Right? The Harv Lelecht of Chad. It should have written one. In other words, if it says one thing in the Torah, it says, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this. If there's one exception. Why is there one exception? It must be, they're all exceptions. But if there are two singled out, it's like Bedafka, those two. Okay, so Rashi gives two answers, two explanations why Charis and Katsir don't help me. Right? Either because it violates the rules of the Yud Gimel Midos of Kol Yatsim and Akal and went out of the cloud, or because the Shnei Ksuvim Bunker has to aim London. Says Tosfos, the Tosfos of Vial Kulam Eino Chayiv El Achas, Perish Bekuntris, Rashi said, Mishum Dahavale Klal Below Sase Uprat Base. There's a cloud, the Lo Sase says, what? Lo, don't do Malacha. Then there's an Ase that gives me exceptions. That can't be right. Vikasha, there's a Kasha on that. The Klalanamiksiv Base. There's also a cloud. There's also a rule, what can I say? What does it say? It says, Ubayom HaShvi Tishbos. On the seventh day, you shall rest. That's a klal, which is an asay form. So now when the Torah went ahead and said, and on those two you shall rest, that's a good exception. The Ode also, the Gabi Pralu, Rashi's not even right. The Gabi Klalu Prat, Dafka Hoda Amrin and Perik Kam of Moed Cotton, the Lo Daininan Kishena Klal Beloshen Prat. That's something by a different cloud prat rule. Not by this one. By this one, Rashi's not right. There's no rule like that. First of all, I have an assay form for the cloud. Second of all, that's not even true. The ode, the also Modkot Nikolamandamar Donin, according to the one who does darsh in this way, the nire kfi akron can be shapirish bakuntris. Therefore, and by the way, Seth Tosis is someone who does learn it anyway. Therefore, it says, I like Rashi's second shot. Rashi's second shot was, it's Shnei Ksuva Bog Echad Eimalandin. The first shot says, I don't like that. That Rashi's not right. Second shot is right. Shnei Ksuva Bog Echad Eimalandin. The loyal freedom, Micharish Vakatsu, Misham Dahavi Shnei Ksuva Bog Echad. The two things that come, Shnei Ksuva, Ukahai Gavna, Amrina Perigdal Misos, Ovi Yadoni Bichlal, Kala Mechashay Shefim Hayu, Ovi Yadoni are considered part of witchcraft. Uparach. So then it says Tosfos, wait a minute. If that's true, the Im Tomar, then Vehechi Yalef Mivolo Sivaru. Kolshkein, the having Gimel Ksuva Bank Echad the Im Landon Lekuli Alma. Nobody holds of Gimel Ksuva Bank Echad in Melandon. So we have Charis, Katsir, and Eish. So how do we know Chilek Malachos? How do we know it? So says Tosfos, V'chi tema Charis v'Katsir. If you want to tell me that it's learned out of other things, that we're going to learn out from these two words, other things, what other things? That the only time you're not allowed to plow or reap is for a dover or shus. But if it's for a mitzvah, for example, the Omer, then you're allowed to. Which is why the Omer is Doche Shabbos, from these words. That's a very interesting. Ma Charis v'Shus. Right? Because only for Rishus you're not allowed to. Im Kain, Hechi Havi Bar Lemelef Mine Meikara, Halo Asi Lahachi. If Amar Ri, Delo Havi Gimel Ksuvim, Delo Kasvinu, O Bakula Balav, O Kula Base. The answer is it's not Gimel Ksuvim because they're written in different form. Charis HaKatsir are a safe form, and Lo Sivar is Lo Tase form. So therefore what? Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, I would have thought. If you do all 39, you only chayav one time. Talmud Lomar, Becharish V'Katsir Tishpos. Right? Therefore it says, it's singled out. No. If you plow or if you reap, you should not do that. You should rest. V'adayin Ani Omer, I still would have said, Ala Charisha V'Alaksira Chayav Shtayim. Yes, on those two I'm chayav twice. V'al Kulon Eino Chayav El Achas. Talmud Lomar, Lo Sivaru Eish. That's why it says, Lo Sivaru Eish. Havara Bechlal Hoysa. Havara was in the Klal. Velama Yatisa. Why was it taken out? Why was it singled out? Lahakish Eleha. To serve as a model. Veloma Lacha. Ma Havara Shi'a Malacha. Vechayavarel Bifneatma. Afkalshu abalacha chayav ala b'fnei atzma. So why is Shmuel needing chalel most yumas to teach me this din? It's in Beferish Tana. The answer is Shmuel saver kitlak Reb Yosi. Shmuel holds like Reb Yosi, the Amr who says havara lilav yatzas. That havara is only lilav yatzas. Havara is only a lav. Why is havara only a lav? Why should it be only a lav? So, why is it a lav? And if it's singled out to teach me still with malachos, why was Aish singled out? Why was Aish singled out? Good question. What's the answer? That makes sense if you hold this to a lav, you have to.
Makes sense both ways.
Yeah? How so?
Because when it talks about not being belonging, it doesn't say anything.
So since it's mutter on Yontif,
exactly.
It goes down a notch on Shabbos. Whereas
it's not down a notch, it's elevated.
No, it's less. Everyone, you get skila. So Aish only get Malkus. Yeah, that's what it means. A lav, it's only a lav. It's not skila. Why? Yontif is mutter completely. It's mutter totally Yontif. It's mutter 100% Yontif. Right? So therefore, on Shabbos, it also goes down a notch. You're not allowed to write on Yontif. You're not allowed to carry. Yes. You're not allowed to sew on Yontif.
But you're not allowed to turn on a fire on Yontif either.
I know, but it's considered in the rubric of cooking. It's the fire. Right? It's lighting a fire. So since it's mutter on Yontif, it goes down a notch on Shabbos. That's one shot. The Gurari, what? The Gurari says, yeah, that's what it means. Havar l'lavra, it's only a lot. Why should Havar be different? So he said one pshat, because it's mutter on Yontif, it goes down on Natchal Shabbos. Another pshat is, the Gurari says, because many times fires, they start on their own. Maybe that's not true today, then it was true. If they start on their own, things start on their own, therefore it's not really a malacha. What? Yeah. It's like a malacha geruah, and therefore you only chayav in a lav. Correct. You can't carry on your own. The thing won't move it by itself.
No, we said carrying is a malacha geruah, so.
Right. But why was the Aish singled out? I saw one, it's a very interesting vart. Because we know that there is a medrash that says, this is like a drush, there's a medrash that says that Hashem used the 39 malachas to create the world. Right? Except Aish. Aish was created Matzah Shabbos. So I would have thought Aish is mutter. It wasn't even used to create the world. It was created Matzah Shabbos. Torah says, no, it's the only one I'm going to tell you. The only one I'm going to single out to tell you is Aser is Aish. Don't come up with Chachmas. Don't come up with Chachmas that you know you're just outsmarting. It's the only one I'm going to let you know about. Interesting. That kid is a halachic issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that you can only use a fire that was already.
Correct, and Marcel just said that. Well, true, but it's considered much more relaxed. Right, on Shabbos, we're very, very busy with making sure there's no fires. On Yom Tov, we're not so busy. It's all mutter. All right, you can't initially strike a match. Fine. But the whole thing is different. Okay. D'tanya, because we looked at a braitza, Havar l'lav yotzas, div Reb Yosi, Reb Nassan amar l'chalek yotzas. So that's why Shmuel couldn't learn Reb Nassan. He doesn't hold like Reb Nassan. Now, how does Reb Yosi, the typically lechilas malachas meheched and afkalel Reb Yosi? Well, how does Reb Yosi know chilas malachas? He learns havara is only a lav. So how does he know there's such a thing as chilas malachas? Nobody disputes chilas malachas. How does Reb Yosi know that? So he learns it out of a very strange drasha. Did Tanya, Reb Yosi Omar, it says like this: Va'asa meachas mehena. This pasuk is not even by Shabbos. This is by the general pasuk of bringing a carbon chazis if you do something b'shogeg. And you will do meyachas from one, mehena, from these. Funny words. Pa'amim shachayav and achat al kulan. Sometimes the chayav one to everything you do wrong. When it's in one period of unawareness. And pa'amim shachayav al achat achat. Sometimes the chayav each and every one thing you do wrong. When there's more than one period of I forgot that I'm not allowed to eat dam. And I forgot that I'm not allowed to do shabbat. And I forgot about chilat. Pa'amim Reb Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. My time at Reb Yosi. What's Reb Yosi's pshat? Achas meachas, the mem is extra. Hena mehena, the mem is extra again. The whole thing is extra, says Rashi. Achas shehi hena, one of many. Hena shehi achas, many of one. What does that mean? Achas, one is Shimon. On Shabbos, You're not allowed to write the word Shimon. Meachas, from part of that, is shame mi Shimon. You just write the word shame. Now, the mem is an end of mem, and the Shimon is the mem is not. We'll get to that when we do the law of writing. Hena avos. Hena means avos. Mehena is toldos. All of toldos of Shabbos are learned out of one letter of the Torah. Just imagine that. All toldos are learned out of one letter of the Torah. Right? It's arguably, this is the most heavily laden letter in the Torah. Well, what's more than toldos in Judaism? It's learned out from one letter. Right? All toldos are learned out of one letter. Right? Achas chihena. What's one of many? Zodon Shabbos, v'shigigas melachos. I forgot it was Shabbos, so I did a lot of melachos. Only chayiv once. So one mistake. Hena shi achas, it's shigigas Shabbos, v'zodon melachos. So what do you see from here? Chilik melachos. Why didn't Shmuel learn from this? The Gemara answers, Shmuel achas chihena, v'hena shi achas, lo mashmalei. That wasn't, Shmuel didn't like, he didn't like that. He didn't like that vart. It was a little mashmala. He didn't like it. Okay? It says Tosvos. Look at the second Tosvos. So Shmuel, the loker of Nathan, or the loker of Yossi. Shmuel doesn't hold like anybody. V'tzarech lomar, the Kabbalah, Kimlei, v'Shmuel, hachi. It's a must be that Shmuel had some Kabbalah like this. Now, where did he get a Kabbalah like that? Right? So the Pnei Yeshua says, and the Rashash and the Rosh Yosef all say that even though, listen to this verse, even though Shmuel was an Amora, they all say, the Pnei Yeshua says, that you're allowed to make up your own drasha, an Amora, even if he argues on a Tana, as long as you get to the same bottom line. I got to the same bottom line. Just, I went about it a different way. That doesn't violate the rule that Amora were arguing on Tanayim. Interesting. I have to see where that, how that plays out. Right? He says, Afshihi Amora, Eni Yachol Lachalik Al Tana, Ela Im Ein Tana Acher, Hasover Kidvarv, Haino Dafka Be Ikri Hadinim. It's only Be Ikri Dinim you can argue on a Tana. Aval Yachol Lachalik Al Tana Be Pasuk, Mimenu, Vidarshim Din, Meino Chilik Be Ikri Hadin. They're not arguing on a Din. They both agree that such a thing is Chilik, but the question is how they get to it. So if Shmuel comes up with his own Pshat, that's not such a deal. That's not such a big deal. Right? It's not such a big deal. Right? Tosfos says, well, he must have had a Kabbalah from somewhere. You don't even have to come on to that. You can just say they're allowed to make up their own drushes as long as they get to the same bottom line and don't change any rule from the Tana. Okay? Good? Okay. Next. But now listen to this next question. This is something that Rav Yirmiyah would generally ask. Bar Minei Rava asks it. Bar Minei Rava Meir of Nachman. Helam Zeb Zeb Yado Mahu. What if you didn't know it was Shabbos and you didn't know there was Malachas? So how many chattises do you bring? One or every one? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi will explain. Mao, look at Rashi. Mao, right at the point we are. Mao, what's the din? Chayiv al achas al kulan. You chayiv one chattis? Oh, al kol achas va achas. Or you chayiv each and every one. Kami boyale. The question is, ha detani la'el. We learned earlier, yesterday. Shagag bezeh u bezeh. Right? If you shogig in both, zeh shogig ha'amar b'torah, that's the shogig in the Torah, ma l'chayuv e'chada o l'chayuv akulu. Right? Are you chayiv one? Or are you chayiv many? U'masnitzin da'ashachech ikar Shabbos, zeh chayiv al'achas, lo shma'inan le. We're not talking about that case. The first case was, you don't even know anything about Shabbos, you chayiv one for your whole life. We're not talking about that. De'ashachech ikar Shabbos, that's only one mistake. Right? You know about Shabbos. You don't know these malachas are awesome. For oh, also, Shayom Shabbos. You forgot today was Shabbos. The Ika Lemisle Shigaga Akal Malacha Umalacha Howel Vyode Iker Shabbos. Do we say Yechaya for each malacha? Because you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Or you forgot it was Shabbos, you only chayav once. You know this Shabbos, you know the concept of Shabbos, but you totally forgot today was Shabbos, and you forgot every malacha. Which one rules? That's Rava's question. So we're not really going to answer this question. So which one rules? You hear the question? We're not saying a guy come on a desert island, he's a grew up not religious. No, we're not talking about a guy like that. We're talking about a guy, no, of course he knows. He totally forgot it today, Shabbos, and he totally forgot about the malachos. So how many chatzis does he have to bring? That's the Gemara's question. So, Amalei.
Why is it worse than forgetting that it's Shabbos today? Well, how can I get? Hey, how do you make it work? Worse because you forget the malachos. Why would you make it worse?
What?
Why would that make it worse if you forgot the malachos? You forgot Shabbos.
So why should that rule? Why should that rule? You also forgot the malachos. So maybe you should bring one for each. If you did 10 malachos, you should bring 10.
Yeah, the question is 1 or 39?
One or, right. Why isn't that the other way? So, Amalei, Hari Helam Shabbos, B'yadav Ein Achayev El Achas. That we also said, you forgot it was Shabbos, you only have one. Adarab, just the opposite. Hari Helam Malachos, B'yadav Achayev El Achas, V'yachas. Who's to say? Ela Amar Avashi, Chazinan. Well, let's go ask the guy. Imishum Shabbos Kapirish. If you tell the guy Shabbos, he'll stop. Hare Helam Shabbos Biyado. It's Shabbos. V'nechayev el achas. V'imishum Malacha Pirish. Kaparish. And if the he'll stop, and you tell, you don't have to do that on Shabbos. You don't have to write. Then, oh, Hare Helam Malachas Biyado. V'chayev el achas v'yachas. So we already know that's a false. It's a false answer. Amalei. Wait a minute. Amalei v'in lor vashi. What? Kulam Parish M'Shabbos Elamishum Malachos. The Kulam Parish Malachos Elamishum Shabbos. The whole thing. Why are you going to stop doing malachas? Because it's Shabbos. What can't you do on Shabbos? Malachos. It's the same thing. They go hand in hand. The same exact thing. Right? As Rashi says, a little further down, Kulam Piresh, he says, Kisha Amrlo Shabbos Hayom, when you tell somebody it's Shabbos, Haven, he right away knows, Shaha Malachos Halolu Asuros. He right away knows these are Asur. De'ilo asuros, if they're not asur, lamahuskuku lamar Shabbos Hayom. Why are you telling him it's Shabbos? What's the difference? Of course he knows. Oh, we're not talking about a guy that grew up not really doesn't know anything. We're not talking about a guy like that. So that's a false answer.
What? The guy's dressed in his pajamas, you say, hey, it's Shabbos, get dressed today.
Right. Exactly, it's Shabbos today. So what does that mean? Oh, that means I can't write, and I can't sew, and I can't cook, and I can't...
Right.
So what if you tell the guy, by the way, you know, you're not allowed to cook today, you're not allowed... Oh, today's Shabbos? It's the same thing. Ella, therefore, lo shna. That's no difference, says Rashi. Ve'eino chayev ela achas. And you only chayev one. The Gemara doesn't say that. Rashi says that. Why is Rashi taking a stand? It's Rashi's paskening. In a way, it makes more sense, no? Okay? Now, Tanan, we learned that in Mishnah, which we're going to do, this is Shabbos' Mishnah on Shabbos, which you could spend like 6 hours on this Mishnah. It's the Mishnah of the 39 Malachos. Abbas Malachos, Abbas Malachos, Abbas Malachos. There are 39. It's the same question from yesterday. Vavinam Ba Manana Lamali. Why do we need to know there are 39? I know how to count myself. I'll tell you why it says 39. Shem Asan Kulam Helam Echad. If you do them all in one Helam, Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas. You Chayev each and every one. Iyam Rifish Shlomo Helam Zeb Zeb Yadu Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas Shapir. Right? If you have Iyam Rifish Shlomo Helam Zeb, if you have both Helams, you Chayev, that makes sense. Ela Iyam Rit Helam Shabbos Biyado Einu Chayev Ela Achas. But if we're going to just say now, if we're paskening, right, the Gemara assume that the Rashi got it from, if we're paskening, that if you have both Helam, you only chayev once, right? Then, hechi mishkachas lo. How could you ever be chayev all 39? The only one way. Bezadon Shabbos, v'shigigas malachos. You forgot it was Shabbos, but you remember, but you were shogeg on the malachos. I'm sorry. You knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot about the malachos. If you forgot it was Shabbos, also you chayev once. So it must be a case where you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot all the malachos. Ha nichi savalak Reb Yochanan. That makes sense. According to Reb Yochanan, Damo said, Kivan shashagag b'kareis, afa b'shezim b'lav, mishkachas al yadol Shabbos b'lav. You knew that according to Reb Yochanan, we had yesterday, the day before, that the mistake was, you didn't know about kareis. El isav alakir shlach b'shem and lakish, but according to Shem and lakish, Damo ad shishkog b'lav v'kareis. So if you forgot all 39 malachos, the yadol Shabbos b'mai, what did you know about Shabbos? What did you know? The answer is, what did you know? If you didn't know about any malacha, what did you know? We said you didn't know about, not that a kiddush avdala, that's all irrelevant. What did you know? You knew that there's such a thing as tchum. Okay? Because we said that without restrictions, it's not Shabbos. Remember we said that? The guy can light Shabbos candles and be very spiritual. It's all lovely. Without restriction, that's not what Shabbos is. It's not Shabbos. Shabbos, by definition, I don't mean to sound harsh. Because the atzeis of Shabbos are beautiful. But without a restriction, it's just not Shabbos. Right? Okay. Okay, the next Gemara, there's nowhere to stop. So we'll start it. We have a few minutes. We'll start it, and then we'll just stop whenever we run out of time. Because there's nowhere to stop. This goes on the whole Amud Aleph. So complicated now. Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Katzar v'tachan. You harvested, you plucked, and then you ground it up. What did you do that to? You did it, let's say, to wheat. Kid grogros. The size of a grogros, in other words, there's no shear issue. You did the shear. B'shigiga Shabbos. You forgot it was Shabbos. V'zadon malachos. But you knew there's such a thing as malachos. How many chatzim did he bring so far? One. Why one? What was your mistake? You thought it was Tuesday. One mistake. You know you're not allowed to grind, and you know you're not allowed to harvest. But you thought it was Tuesday. Then, v'chazar, then, katzar, v'tachan, you did it again. Ki grogros. Now, b'zadon Shabbos, now you remembered it Shabbos. V'shigagas malachos. But you forgot that the malachos are aser. Right? How many chatas are there chayef now? Two. Right? Two. Why two? One for kotzer and one for tochin. Is anyone following me?
Same day, same
Shabbos. Right? In the morning, you woke up in the morning, you forgot it was Shabbos, you went ahead and you ground, and you plucked, and you ground, and you grinded. One mistake. Then your wife says, what are you doing? Chai, totally forgot. Then you went to shul, you came home, you forgot it was Shabbos. You still remember it was Shabbos. Now you forgot this malachas. Also, you did it again. So there's a total of three chatzis now. Even though you did four malachas. Right? And the same two twice. Right? Now, Tosfa says, you also forgot, you also, before you did the second thing, you forgot that you did it once before today. How you forgot that? I don't know. You just forgot that. Okay? You forgot that. So there isn't even a hemshech between what you did before and what you did now. Okay? Which means you did all four in one period of unawareness. Okay? However, the unawareness changed. But it's all one big unawareness. In other words, you forgot that you did it already. Okay, does that make any sense? Okay, so far so good? So far so good. V'nodolo al ksira, one second. Okay, v'nodolo al ksira utchina, and then you realize what you did wrong. Okay? You realize what you did wrong? V'nodolo al ksira utchina shel shigagat Shabbos v'zodan malachos. You then woke up about case number one. V'chazar v'nodolo al ksira v'al tchina shazodan Shabbos v'shigas malachos. Then you woke up about case number two. Okay? First you, I can't believe I did that this morning. Then you woke up, I can't believe I did that this afternoon. Okay? So, here's the story. Ksira number one. Goreres haktsira number two, utchina goreres tchina, and tchina number one is goreres, means it pulls tchina number two. Therefore, one chatas on all four. Why? Because you only have to bring one chatas for case number one. Why? Because you forgot about Shabbos. Since the unawareness period that you forgot never went away really, therefore it's one chatas for all four.
The different unawareness.
Correct, but you never woke up. That's why I said that's a very key thing. You never realized in between, you forgot that you had done the first issue. After you did case number one, then your machshava of Shabbos completely switched. Then you remembered in Shabbos, you forgot the melachas of Asa. But you still never remembered that you did case number one. You understand? That's the key. You never remembered you did case number one until after you did case number two. So in the afternoon, you forgot what you did in the morning.
So what?
That's vital. Now that you did case number two, they're nimshach, they're pulled after case number one, and it's one chattas for all four averis, for all four malachas. Okay? We'll stop now. There are there should have been three chattas.
Right.
One for one, and two for two. Right.
Forgetting of Shabbos overrides both of them. That's
exactly. Monty's exactly right. The forgetting of Shabbos overrides all other forgettings.
So you remembered Shabbos before you did case number two.
I know, but you didn't remember that you did case number one.
He forgot that he forgot,
exactly. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll stop here right now. And we're up to Avol. I'm sure there's nowhere to stop. There's nowhere else to stop. All right, we'll stop now. And we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Oh, yeah.